Krishna Book, Canto 7, Vrindavana Antya Leela, Chapter 45, Scene 1, Philosophical Reconciliation. Nanda Maharaj returned to Vrindavan without Krishna and Balaram. He was accompanied only by the cowherder boys and men. It was certainly a very pathetic scene for the gopis, Mother Jasoda, Srimati Radharani, and all the inhabitants and residents of Vrindavan. Many devotees have tried to make adjustments to Krishna's being away from Vrindavan because, according to expert opinion, Krishna, the original Supreme Personality of Godhead, never goes even a step out of Vrindavan. Krishna always remains there. The explanation of expert devotees is that Krishna was actually not absent from Vrindavan. Krishna came back with Nanda Maharaj as promised. When Krishna was going to Mathura on the chariot driven by Akura, and the gopis were practically blocking the way, Krishna assured them that he was coming back just after finishing his business in Mathura. Krishna told the gopis not to be overwhelmed, and in this way Krishna pacified them. But when Krishna did not come back with Nanda Maharaj, it appeared that Krishna either cheated them or could not keep his promise. Expert devotees, however, have decided that Krishna was neither a cheater nor a breaker of promises. Krishna, in his original identity, returned with Nanda Maharaj and stayed with the gopis and Mother Yashoda in his bhava expansion. Krishna and Balaram remained in Mathura, not in their original forms, but in their expansions as Vasudeva and Sankarsana. The real Krishna and Balaram were in Vrindavan in their bhava manifestation, whereas in Mathura, Krishna and Balaram appeared in their prabhava and vaibhava expansions. This is the expert opinion of advanced devotees of Krishna. But when Nanda Maharaj was preparing to return to Vrindavan, there was discussion amongst him and Krishna and Balaram as to how the boys could live in separation from Nanda. The conclusion to separate was reached by mutual agreement. Vasudeva and Devaki happened to be Krishna and Balaram's real parents. They wanted to keep them now because of the death of Kamsa. While Kamsa was alive, Krishna and Balaram were kept under the protection of Nanda Maharaj in Vrindavan. Now, naturally, the father and mother wanted Krishna and Balaram to remain with them, specifically for the reformatory function of purification, the sacred thread ceremony. They also wanted to give Krishna and Balaram a proper education, for this is the duty of the father. Another consideration was that all the friends of Kamsa outside Mathura were planning to attack Mathura. So for that reason also, Krishna's presence was required. Krishna did not want Vrindavan to be disturbed by enemies like Dantavakra and Jarasandha. If Krishna were to go to Vrindavan, these enemies would not only attack Mathura, but would go on to Vrindavan, and the peaceful inhabitants of Vrindavan would be disturbed. Krishna therefore decided to remain in Mathura, and Nanda Maharaj went back to Vrindavan. Although the inhabitants of Vrindavan were feeling separation from Krishna, Krishna was always present with them by his leela or pastimes, and this made them ecstatic. Since Krishna had departed from Vrindavan to Mathura, the inhabitants of Vrindavan, especially Mother Yashoda, Nanda Maharaj, Srimati Radharani, the gopis, and the cowherder boys, were simply thinking of Krishna at every step. They were thinking, "Oh, Krishna was playing in this way. Krishna was blowing his flute. Krishna was joking with us. And Krishna was embracing us." This is called Lila Smarana, and it is the process of association with Krishna most recommended by great devotees. Even Lord Chaitanya enjoyed Lila Smarana association with Krishna when Lord Chaitanya was at Jagannath Puri. Those who are in the most exalted position of devotional service and ecstasy can live with Krishna always by remembering his pastimes. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has given us a transcendental literature entitled Krishna Bhavanamrita, which is full with Krishna's pastimes. Devotees can remain absorbed in Krishna thought by reading such books. Any book of Krishna Leela, even this book Krishna, and our teachings of Lord Chaitanya, is actually solace for devotees who are feeling separation of Krishna. That Krishna and Balaram did not come to Vrindavan can be adjusted as follows. Krishna and Balaram did not break their promise to return to Vrindavan, nor were they absent, but their presence was necessary in Mathura.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari, Gopi Janna Vallava Girivarad Hari, Yashoda Nandan Vraja Janna Ranjana, Yamuna Tira Vanachari. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
All glories to Krishna book, all glories to Srila Prabhupada.